Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Drysdale, and towards Neal, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. Dark moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larker hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo strikes out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gilliam. Walls reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walls moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Drysdale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam strikes out. 1 out. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to second. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Furillo takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to third. Larker moves to second. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal is hit by the pitch. Cimoli moves to second. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0 for 1 in the game. Drysdale bunts towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Cimoli moves to third. Neal moves to second. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider pinch hits for Pee Wee Reese. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing second base. Elmer Vallo now playing left field. Charlie Neal now playing shortstop. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Long moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Long scores. Thompson scores. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drott is 0 for 2 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Taylor. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Furillo strikes out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Larker moves to second. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roebuck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walls is hit by the pitch. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark moves to third. 1 out. Johnny Padres now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin strikes out. There goes Banks. The throw from Roseboro to Neal, and Banks is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Bob Giolombardo pinch runs for Steve Bilko. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Giolombardo moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Giolombardo moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Larker takes first base on ball 4. Giolombardo scores. Gilliam moves to third. Vallo moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Furillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam tags and scores. Vallo tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clem Labine now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam misplays the ball. That's an error on Gilliam. Thompson moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Neiman hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Elston moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Labine spins and fires to second, with Neil covering, and Elston is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Dark reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Walls moves to second. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morin is 0-for-4 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges pinch hits for Clem Labine. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo strikes out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Larker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. he's got one RBI. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.